Chapter 12. War in the Air. Blue Zephyr. Shieldbreaker. Imperial Palace Airspace, 25th of Secundus. It was like no flying Aisha had ever done. The airspace was a conflicted mess of shockwaves that turned every maneuver into a bone-jarring fight with turbulence. Compounding the problem were energetic wave fronts. Electromagnetic discharge disrupted her instruments, forcing her to rely on her own dazzled senses, while gravitic disruption from exotic weaponry flipped ships over and sent them crashing down to oblivion against the Aegis. Amid all this, Aisha's wing managed to kill. Blue Zephyr stabbed a swift enemy with lascannon flash, blowing out an engine. It spun out of control into the path of an incoming plasma stream before it could recover and was vaporized. That kill under those conditions would have been the highlight of any of her previous battles. In this fight, it was barely remarkable. "Enemy Raptor stooping low on the tail of Ninth Legion fighter! I see it!" Aisha barely heard Yancey. A blurt could have been an affirmative from Achinto. Most of the Voxnet was a smear of crackles and whoops. Nevertheless, two of her ships peeled off and down, Yancey's jinking to avoid a missile strike hurled at her from a higher level in the battlesphere. Missing her, the missile contacted the shield and vanished in a flash of displacement light. Yancey and her wingman blasted through the backwash, gaining on the enemy craft tailing the Blood Angel's strike fighter. Aisha lost them after that. She had her own problems. Proximity alerts bleeped all around her cockpit. Aisha swore, flicking switches to bring a wireframe image of her tailing foe slewing around crosshairs that blinked every time he came close to locking on. Luckily for her, that part of her ship's tech was robust enough to withstand the energies boiling around her.
"You got a friend down there," Bay voxed.
"I see him."
Aisha yanked hard on her stick. The ship fired thrusters down its port flank, sending it screaming sideways out of her pursuer's fire arc.
"Do you want me to help?"
"No,"
Aisha said. Blue Zephyr bounced through a violent thermal rising off a low-yield atomic strike. Flames flashed over the cockpit. Rad counters clicked like maddened insects.
"Only way's up," she said,
heaving back on her flight stick. G-force pushed her into her seat, smoothing back her skin until her lips peeled back. The world turned upside down. Through the upper part of her canopy, the Palace Aegis flashed and writhed. Then the loop was complete. She was up and over, jinking through screaming shellfire, coming down hard on the tail of her pursuer. Seeing she'd given him the slip and manoeuvred behind him, her foe threw his craft about, trying to shake her, but her wingman boxed him in with a stream of blue-white laslight. Now it was the turn of her targeting reticule to blink. It turned green, and her instrument shrilled.
"There's a cliché to be said about hunters and the hunted," she said.
Lasbeams pulsing at an eye-watering flicker chopped through the firestorm, puncturing the wing of her foe in a row of holes as neat as a tailor's stitch. The wing flapped loosely, then tore off. She put a double hit into the fuel tank as it spiraled away, just to be sure. The explosion was lost in the greater inferno curling over the Aegis. She was already hunting for her next target when something caught her eye. A tight formation of ships was coming down from orbit perpendicular to the shield. The bombardment around them had a precise, neat patterning and beat. As she watched, the outer layer of the shielding gave out with a sparkling dance. But there were two more layers beneath, at least. The formation continued its plunge.
"What are they doing?" she breathed.
The first of them, a pair of escort fighters, smeared themselves to nothing on the Aegis, the remains shunted into the Empyrean by warp tech. She expected the same fate for the three bombers coming behind, but an instant before they hit, a dozen lance strikes battered at the shield. Collimated light shafts, wide as road tunnels, pummeled the voids. Her augurs shrieked, her visor dimmed to compensate for the glare, but she found herself half blind. When the lances snapped off, she had flown near, 500 meters and closing, and saw that more bombers were hurtling towards one precise point. One exploded into pink fire on the voids, but the others punched through without harm. She saw them pull up steeply once through, chased by anti-aircraft fire over the palace as they split up.
"Shield breach! Shield breach!" she reported. "Daylight wall, anterior sector 16.
Bay responded.
And not just here. 5 points on this section alone.
He stopped speaking. His engine noise increased, and he swore.
Hang on. Someone's trying to kill me.
Be advised, fighter control. Some kind of anti-harmonic fire pattern, weakening the Aegis, said Aisha.
Blue Zephyr screamed through the bombers streaking down from space, dodging through them, firing as she went.
They'll be going for the void projectors and anti-air cannons.
Noted, Blue Zephyr. Freedom granted to pursue.
Aisha grinned wolfishly. This was more like it.
5 years sitting behind lines. A great reward for being a good pilot. Now I finally get to fly.
Wing one, form up. Follow me in.
4 ships answered her call. 3 of her squadron were dead, and she hadn't even noticed.
You can't follow them down, foxed Bay. There's no space. The flight ceiling is too low. If you come back up through the void shields, you'll be caught in the bombardment.
It's days like this that made me want to fly. Hold position here, Bay. Help the legions hold the ships back from the holes. I'm taking Flight 1 down with me.
Thrusters firing all over her ship, she powered upwards, weathering a fusillade of solid shot from enemy fighters, flipped over and dived down at the Aegis. Her wing, expert pilots all, stayed in perfect formation with her all the while. The surface of the Aegis rushed at her. The upper shield kept rising, only to be torn down over and over again. The taxed lower layers remained up, but wavered forever on the edge of existence at the sort of strength that might permit her craft through. There was no telling if it would work. The Aegis made no distinction between friend and foe, but operated solely on esoteric calculations of mass and velocity and dimensional interface. She flicked a look at her husband's picture.
You always told me I was reckless, she said. I guess you were right.
Blue Zephyr hit the Aegis. The stick jerked in her hand as 3 layers of void shields attempted to hurl her bodily into the warp. But they were stressed, feeble, and she powered through to the other side. The ground was alarmingly close.
Up we go!
She shouted. Again, the push of force on her body threatened to squeeze her into unconsciousness. Implants in her chest cavity squirted chemicals into her bloodstream, and she fought off the blackness. More enemy aircraft had got through than she'd expected. They were wasting no time, emptying their payloads of missiles at the towers and wall tops, aiming especially for the flattened spheres of void projectors and the larger anti-ship cannon emplacements. Explosions bloomed in fiery chains along the daylight wall.
Targets of opportunity, she voxed. Split up! Let's put a stop to this before it gets out of hand.
Her flight divided instantly, each Panthera chasing after a separate target. Aisha upped her thrust and shot after a pair of Reaper ground attack craft. Their missiles spent, they were turning inwards, pounding the roads and marshalling yards behind the wall with unguided bombs. She used one of her precious stock of air-to-air missiles to knock the first from the sky. The other lumbered aside as its companion plummeted down and crashed into the side of a hive spire. Aisha drew a bead on it and fired her las cannons, but the pilot anticipated her move. He turned hard, and her beams seared past, scorching up the ground.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!
She swore, accelerating after it. The bomber was slow, but the pilot was good. He took the Reaper down, close to ground level, using the tangle of spires and canyon streets to stay out of her firing line. She searched overhead, but there wasn't enough room to climb to come down on top of her target without flying right into the bombardment. In such close confines, her speed was of no use. She chased the Reaper down one of the palace's immense processional ways, jinking to avoid fire from its tail gun. Her own shots were spoiled by her evasions. In the end, the pilot's luck ran out. She dived down behind him, coming so close to the ground her jet wash shattered windows, and fired up beneath her prey. His attempt to get out of her way saw him clip a star scraper, and that sealed his fate. The craft tumbled viciously from the sky, exploding on impact. Her exultation was short-lived. She didn't dare wonder how many people had died when the bomber hit the ground. There was no time for mourning friends, never mind people she'd never met. She pulled up Blue Zephyr and swung around to head back towards the wall. At her speed, it was a flight of seconds, but in that time there was space to see 3 things of dreadful note. The first, Yancey's ship, blasted apart by a trio of enemy fighters. The second, dozens more bombers punching through the weakened shields. And the worst, innumerable bombs plummeting unhindered where the void blisters had been cleared, striking home on the defences with all the wrath of Armageddon. "A woman's job is never done," she whispered, and accelerated Blue Zephyr back into the fight.